Welcome to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems, and discover your unstoppable freedom power with me, Tracy Lynn Wallace. Through this series, we will uncover many of the unconscious systems and wounds which are the driving force behind lack and unworthiness. I am a self-love mentor, life coach, and author who's been inspired to share my experience from my own personal journey of excavating through the wounds and trauma to uncover my innate magic and power. If something is missing in your life, but you can't put your finger on it, join me now so I can provide you with insight, direction, and tools to create the fulfillment and bliss of a newfound freedom. Uncover Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn starts now.
Hey, everybody, I'm here with Tracy Lynn Wallace. I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to share the stage with her for a very important episode. I want to make sure you all write this down, inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. Just write that down, because that's what we're going to reference all through the episode. Here's where we are, and I want to just tell you a little bit about the work that Tracy Lynn is doing. Beyond awakening your magic, what is it that we do to keep the magic alive? What do we do as we step out into the world and we trust ourselves and we trust the universe? So that's what Tracy Lynn is. She's a self-love mentor. She's a life coach. She's an author. She's inspired countless people to step forward in their lives, their personal, their business, their relationships, you name it. But there are certain things that she covers to help people catapult themselves forward. Today is one of those things. And this is a very important conversation for, I want to say for you women mostly, but not only you, but anyone out there that is stepping forward to have a bigger voice in the world. It doesn't matter what you do. I coach women that are homekeeping entrepreneurs. That's what I call them. They raise children. They do what they do. Everyone has to face this. Today, are you living in fear or freedom? And do you know the difference? Today, that's what we're going to cover. That's it. Tracy Lynn, great to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Good to be here. And hello to everybody out there. Yeah. This is just such a powerful message.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to tell you, I had a dose of this morning already. You know what I love about this is the message always shows up when we need to get it, when there's something like right, like here, like there, and then there's like in front of you, right? It always shows up, but we don't quite understand it. I mean, here we are, and you talk about the movie The Matrix, and there's a really very, I'm talking about the original Matrix, not the resurrection one, but there too. But there's a choice that Neo makes, right? And you could see the agony. Now, I want you to talk about this, because even in Matrix Resurrection, he has to face that same choice. But it was interesting that you included this in your notes, because I put these two scenes side by side. And in the original Matrix, it was way easier than it was in the second one. As a matter of fact, I think he tried to escape from the bathroom. But the point is, even Neo is afraid, right?
Absolutely. And it's terrifying. It really is, because ignorance is bliss, right? Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
And when you step into that willingness and desire to make things different in your life, the truth is painful. It really is. And that's what this episode is all about, is just stepping into that freedom and stepping away from fear, because fear, it controls us as a society, as individuals. We are constantly faced with fear in all areas of our life.
Yeah. I mean, look, when people hear me say that I just had this experience this morning, I just did. And, you know, they think, really? You, the crust-busting queen? Okay. All of us do. And it was something really interesting I heard, and I listen to a lot of podcasts. I really do. I immerse myself in how can I be better at life, because I don't know what people think of me or how they think I got here, but it wasn't by some silver spoon. It was been busting through layers and layers. But it seemed like the greater we get, or the greater a vision gets, the more we have to chase a bigger fear. Is that true or not? Did I make
it's
that up?
Absolutely true. And it's what seems to happen is, you know, as we're trying to break through this fear, the ego gets bigger. the ego gets louder. And it's so insidious. And the lies it tells us of like, no, you can't do that. Or what were you thinking? It's just, it stops us. And, you know, talking into Showstopper, you know, I remember as a child, I'm sure you remember going to the circus and having, you know, a favorite act or stunt that was there. And I loved the dirt bike rider that would ride around the wheel with the flames. Right. And, you know, he went past his fear. He did what he needed to do to follow his dreams and his passion. And it affected everybody. You know, watching that show was so powerful because it's just like, wow, you know, what a feat of courage. And, you know, speaking of loud egos, my book, Forgiveness, the new F word, is now done. It is done.
Yay.
So I'm just waiting on approval through Amazon. So if anybody's interested in checking that out, I think it'll be up in the next 24 hours.
But when's it going to be on your website? Is it on your website, Tracy Lynn?
It will be on there in the next 24 hours. But
you're perfect.
You can go to my website and sign up and get notified when it's released. But that book, I have, it's been my lifeblood the last 4 years. It's been my journey to forgiveness and self-forgiveness. And just as I finished it, the voices came like, what are you thinking? This book is not good. Nobody's going to want to read it. People can't relate. Your writing sucks. And I just heard this voice, and the whole last 4 years I've been working on it, it's just been like, this is such a powerful project. This is such an amazing healing tool for people. But that voice came in and was trying to shut me down. And that's it. When you get to the point of reaching over a big threshold, the voices are going to get louder and the resistance is going to get stronger. And we just need to keep pushing through.
Yeah. Let's talk about this, because I made a statement the other day and I want to just jump on it with you. I mean, we know across the board, especially in the programs that I've been a member of for over three decades, resentment is a number one offender. And there's only one way out of resentment: forgiveness. I don't care what you do. You can try to nail it down. You could try to cuss bust it away. You could take the jackhammer out and try to work at it. But there's only one way out. Let's talk about this from your perspective, because where do we go when we make fear-based decisions that a lot of times are based on some kind of hindering thing that's going back here in our past, in our life, that's causing us to really step back, pull in the reins. But what happens when we make fear-based decisions? Tell us from your experience where that goes.
I think the biggest thing that I've seen in my own life is just remaining stuck and not, you know, you're limiting yourself and you're settling. And, you know, we've all done it. We've all been like, you know what, maybe I don't want that job, or maybe that relationship is okay. And we start to settle and we're not living at our full potential and we're hindering our magic. And so there's been so many experiences in my own life of just wanting to stay in that comfort zone. And it's not really comfort zone. It's just familiar. In fact, it's actually very uncomfortable. We just lie to ourselves that we're okay. And, you know, stepping into, you know, my story of, I had a business in international education and my soul was pulling me to step into my life coaching and mentoring, but the money was so good in my other business that that voice was just like, what are you thinking? Just keep doing what you're doing. And my soul was pushing me. And it's just, you end up with this conflict, this internal conflict, and it's just miserable. And that comfort zone, as I talked about, and convincing myself like, no, it's better. I've got the financial security, and eventually it's going to win. We're all being pushed right now.
Yeah, we are.
The energy is shifting. The universe is trying to push us out of those things that no longer serve us.
Yeah.
Relationships, jobs. I mean, you're seeing people quit left and right in these jobs. Yeah. You see help wanted everywhere, right? Because people are like, I'm not going to do that anymore.
That's right. That's right. Thank you for bringing that up. I'm going to come at you now, because now we're talking to people. Fear is the great showstopper. It's not only the great showstopper. I want to nail this down before we go to work. Here's what I discovered about it in myself, and also in not just the people I coach, because the people I coach are wonderful. They're so open, right? They're more open than I am, because the hardest thing to do is look at yourself. I just want to say to everybody right now, if you're thinking and you're sitting and you're watching, oh, I could do this, I could look at myself, you can't. not in the way a mentor or coach can help you. I'm just saying to you out there, please don't struggle. I've done it. I know what it's like. I still have scars from it. You don't have to do it alone. We have so many people. Tracy Lynn's here talking to you. Minimally get her book. Here's what I want to ask you about. When we use fear as a showstopper, here's the problem that I found. It's not just you're stopping in place, but you're literally going backwards because the energetic force has now moved ahead of you. And see, we don't realize that. And we're always working on the deficit to catch up on that fear-based anxiety that's holding us back from our destiny, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just, it creates that restless, irritable, and discontent feeling when we are being pushed to grow. You know, we're either growing or we're decaying. And when you're decaying, you're not following your soul's purpose. You're not honoring yourself. You're not being true to yourself. And it turns to depression.
Oh, depression, anxiety. We're going to take a short break when we come back. Okay. Tracy Lynn brought it up. I'm going to go there though. When we come back, I want to talk about the fear of the four horsemen. Yeah, that's what they call. They're not women. They're actually horsemen. So don't email me. That's just what they're called. We could call them horse person to be politically correct. But then now I'm reminded of my Bell System days when there was a movement. Talk about fear. There was a movement to change manhole to some other word. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we have to talk about fear and why we think the money will flow from fear. I want to just leave you at this, and then we'll come back and Tracy Lynn's going to tackle it. Imagine a person with $18,000 in their business checking account. Now imagine that person knowing that they really should be paying some debt, maybe some people, maybe some bills. Imagine they don't. Imagine they keep that $18,000 there and they don't. And they fully know that more flow is going to come. What do you think that is? Now take that 18,000 and make it 1,000. Make it 500. Make it whatever you want. It doesn't matter the number. What do you believe in? Would you withhold that funding for fear of an event that may never come? When we come back, I'm not taking it on. Tracy Lynn Wallace is going to take it on. Let's take a short break, everybody.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit MyResilienceCoach.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. And I just want to say what you're doing is listening to Awaken Your Magic with Tracy Lynn Wallace and me, Dr. Pat. And before we jump into Tracy Lynn really taking on the big conversation here that all of us really work ourselves through, I want to make sure that everybody knows not only about the book, but they can work with you in your workroom, in your communities. Can you tell people how to get there and what they have to do to be part of that? Because you're giving people access to tools and worksheets and meditations and teachings. What is the best way for people to become a part of that community?
Yeah, I would love to welcome everybody to join my community through my website, inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. And it's basically a community circle that I've created where I'm providing a lot of tools and tips and meditations and worksheets that I've created free for people to start digging into their, you know, blocks and better their lives. And, you know, rather than just doing coaching, and a lot of people are self-pacers and they don't want to share their stuff, but they want to make changes in their life. So at my website, inspiredwisdomcoaching.com, you can just sign up, either get on my VIP list and I can let you know, or sign up for that, the community circle there, which is free. And eventually I'll probably do some, you know, live coaching sessions, but right now all that information is free. So I encourage everybody to just sign up and just, you know, look around there and see what might be, resonate.
I love it. Now, I want to get to the scenario that I laid out. Thank you so much. And I want to make sure everybody knows also they can find out about your book at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. The book, you're going to have something up there for people to get your book. For, you know, right? Tell everybody the title of your book. It's a cool title.
Forgiveness, the new F word, forgiving when it feels impossible.
I love it, because that's what we're talking about now. We're in the point where we're talking about the reality of what people believe. Right. And so we're talking about this idea of fear-based decision making and the great saboteur. And the great saboteur will have you look at an $18,000 account and not pay bills. You know what I mean? Oh, there's only one reason you wouldn't do that. Well, there are two. One, you don't believe the universe will continue to provide just like it did for that amount of money. And right. Mm-hmm. And two, you'd be afraid that it's going to run out before the universe does. But these are all fear-based decisions, and don't they cut off the flow? Let's talk about these saboteurs.
So painful. And I don't know if you watched that show called The Mole, that it's on Netflix.
I didn't.
We watched that, and it is fascinating because there's a group of 12 people and they're supposed to, you know, do all these little adventures and solve, you know, problems to get to this big chunk of money. And then also there's a mole planted in it who's trying to sabotage everything.
Wow.
And after we watched it, I was like, oh my gosh, we have our own mole within us, right? Sabotaging, trying to lose the money, trying to, you know, throw us off track. And it's really a fascinating show because it's how we operate. You know, there's money right there, and all of a sudden we're doing something to sabotage it. Or not taking the route that we're supposed to take because we're afraid. And, you know, these self-sabotaging behaviors are what continue. And as you were talking about the money thing, living in lack, you know, the two things that are the most the biggest pain points for people is money and love. And we sabotage those because we believe there's not enough. And, you know, when, like you said, you've got that money and what are you going to do with it? Are you going to hold on to it too tight and not let it go? Well, when you open your hand, then you can receive more.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. We're talking about this. I want to just mention what's been coming in my box, outbox, and what my reaction is to it. And this is a message for all of you politicians that are sending us emails. I don't care what party you belong to or no party. Here's the thing you guys are not getting. People are so anxious and afraid. We do not even open emails that say Joe Blow had a disastrous shot in the poll. We don't open those. We don't open emails that say, oh, by the way, Mary Jo is crippled. I don't know who's writing your copy, but you must be talking to the people on Jupiter. Because you're so insensitive to what people have gone through. And that's where I want to go right now. Mm-hmm. Now, there's nothing I'm going to do to say to these people, everything you're emailing us, I can't delete you. I understand what you're saying, but I am not going to look at not one more fear-based email. Don't you think we've had enough of it? And I brought up politics for a minute, but it doesn't have to be that. It could be something about your health. Those are even worse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you have type 2 diabetes? Get ready to die. I mean, I'm like, who writes the copy for these people? This is not going to work for us, is it?
No, I think people are getting to a point where they've just about had enough because it is. We're being directed in fear-based marketing and advertising. And you know, something as simple as next door, that community where you can get out with, connect with your neighbors. And the other day I just wanted to post, like, when you have neighbors like this, who needs enemies? It is literally everybody just bashing and complaining and, you know, telling stories of this happened and that happened. And it's like, it's not that friendly neighbor feel anymore where it's just like, let's stick together and get through this.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other part I want to go to is when we're really hovering over these things, we cannot get in touch with what we really want and our burning passion. Let's take this to how we can take that self-sabotage, that saboteur within, let's call it, or influenced by outside, and really get back in touch with what we really want to do. What is our purpose? And I have said this before. I'm just going to be very clear. You guys can email me. I am not a fan of the term quiet quitting. Number one, it is labeled an entire generation. That is so not true. Number two, there is nothing quitting about these people. They are simply leveling a playing field for a psychological contract that was repealed, and they are now leveling the playing field. So that term, that thing has to go. That gets in the way of anybody who is looking at their passion and work-life balance and harmony doing what you're saying. If you're labeled as a quiet, what are we doing?
Oh my God, hashtag everything anymore, right? Like, seriously. And here's one of the big issues with that. It's like, it's labeling. And when you're labeling,
an entire generation or two.
Labeling creates separation. And I don't care what it is, when these new labels come up, everybody's like, oh yeah, I'm part of that group, or they're a part of that group. And it's just creating separation. And like you said, really what this is people going, you know what?
Yeah.
This doesn't really feel good anymore.
Yeah.
And so maybe there's that fear to just say something and be like, this doesn't work for me. Like, my son was telling me the other day, the staff, he works at a men's clothing store. And he said, the staff just keeps shrinking. And he said, the other day, somebody went on break and just didn't return.
Yes.
Why? Because he's like, you know what? He probably had a little epiphany while he was out. And it's just like, I don't want to go back. That movie Office Space, right?
Yeah, totally.
It's just like, you know, I just don't want to go to work anymore.
Yeah.
Well, don't you have bills? Yeah, I don't think I'm going to pay them either. I mean, it was just...
Yeah. I love this conversation because we are really tapping into what people do when they get in touch. Here's what I want to say about this. I wish I could give the guy that came up with quiet quitting a credit, but he didn't. In 1990, I wrote 10 years of research on the reasons that people are not willing to give 400%. And it's called broken promises. So while we'd like to label an entire generation of quiet quitters, I got to tell you, my generation wrote the book on it. And I'll tell you why, because we literally had the playing field leveled. But what did we do? You see, we did what you're talking about, but we didn't have your tools. We looked at ourselves. We picked ourselves up. Some people retired. I didn't. I left 6 months before a pension because I couldn't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. But how do we talk to people about freedom as the choice? Because freedom is the gateway to passion, purpose, and living your amazing life, isn't it? I'm not saying we're not going to get afraid. Hello, right? But tell us how we get to that next step.
Yeah, I think it's really important. And as a self-love mentor, I speak constantly about honoring yourself. And if you just listen to that voice deep inside, which is the quiet voice, the ego's the loud one, your soul speaks in a very quiet voice. And unfortunately, the programming that we've received from our childhood is what is that louder blaring voice, right? Like, say I want to just lay down and relax and take a nap for the afternoon. The voice of just like, oh my God, you're so lazy. Get up. You need to be doing something. Or, you know what? This job doesn't really feel good. I want to go do something that's more along my, you know, in alignment with me. What the heck? You just got that job. You've only been there for 6 months. You can't quit. And, you know, my daughter moved to California a year and a half ago, and she's been through a few jobs, and she's just like, I feel like such a failure.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? You are changing and you are growing. And so you're outgrowing where you were at. It's not that she got into jobs that were, you know, for the wrong reason. She truly was happy there in the moment. And then it's just, we're starting to grow and things don't fit that once fit. And that's the voice I'm talking about, is just honoring that voice without, and I'm not saying being irresponsible, you know, but it's also about honoring yourself.
Yeah. I'm not talking about being irresponsible either. You know, I went from a homeless job to working at the mailroom at the phone company for $61 a week, cutting meat at the deli and cleaning fish. So I'm not really talking about not taking responsibility. When we come back, here's what we are going to talk about, though, whether or not we're playing safe. And there's nothing wrong with playing safe if you don't really want to move ahead or don't have a big vision. It's actually, safe is a kind of a cool place if you want to be there. When we come back, we're going to talk about the underpinnings of safe. Are you really liking safe? Or are you pretending everything is just okay and safe is your answer? But let me have you think about this. One of my fabulous Mary Louise Smith mentors said to me early on, are you playing to win, Pat? Or are you playing not to lose? Let's take a short break. When we come back, everything fine? Yes, fine. Jacob, great, fine.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
I'm Mark Fechner, and at the Business Mind Show, we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to do this fabulous show with the most amazing Tracy Lynn Wallace. Are you living fear of freedom? Again, I want to remind everybody you can become part of her community at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. And then also keep an eye out for her book that's coming out. Congratulations on that. So here's one of the things that we're going to talk about now, because we alluded to it during before the break. The question is, are you playing safe, or how are you playing safe? And that's a very important question, because if we can get in underneath that, what we're going to find is what you then talk about. Everything is fine. See, that's the way that I have looked at certain parts of my life. When people ask me, how are you? Fine. Right. You know, what does that mean? That means I'm fine, but I'm not really. Mm-hmm. Now I don't do that. When people ask me how I am, generally speaking, I'm a pretty upbeat person. But honestly, just ask me that after I've lost a table tennis championship game and lost a gold medal to somebody I should have never lost to. Okay. Right. It's not going to be fine. It's going to be, oh, for a minute though. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about why you pulled this out. Why you pulled out pretending everything is fine. Nice acronym, by the way.
Oh my gosh. It has just become a societal norm to just, I'm good. Everything's fine. And I came across these acronyms, which I want to read because I think people can relate to a lot of them. You know, that whole like, how you doing? I'm fine. You know, the spousal disagreement. What's the matter? Oh, nothing. I'm fine. And these great acronyms: feeling insecure, numb and empty, feelings inside not expressed, frantic, insane, neurotic, and emotional, frustrated, insecure, nuts, and egotistical, and feeling I'm nothing to everyone. And it's just, it sums it up so well because you see that. And, you know, with social media, nobody looks not fine. Everybody looks amazing. Everybody's on these vacations and perfect family and perfect spouse and got together and a smile on their face and living the dream, quote, living the dream. When I hear that, that to me, it just screams, I'm dying inside.
Yeah, I've been living the dream some parts of my life. It's called Nightmare on Elm Street. That's the dream, right? But, you know, so often you walk around and inside you're like Freddy Krueger's in there, right? And yeah, it's Halloween. But if Freddy Krueger's in there and, you know, people say, how you doing? Just fine. Or you don't even answer them, right? That's the new thing. Or what's the other one? Somebody said it to me the other day. Whatever. I'm like, okay, that is like a 90s term, but okay, I get it. What are they saying, though? What is the level of frustration we're having here?
Nobody wants to admit. They're feeling pain, discomfort. There's a lot of discomfort coming to the surface with, you know, as we talked about, this collective energy that's rising up, and it's uncomfortable. I mean, there's a lot of depression. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of hopelessness, helplessness, just fear. And it's about getting honest right now. Yeah. And you don't have to get honest with anybody else, but get honest with yourself.
Yeah.
You know? And that's one thing that I want to share with the listeners is just encouraging them to just get honest and sit down. And instead of getting on the phone or watching TV and binge watching, just sit with themselves for just a little bit and really identify those underlying feelings. And if you don't know what you're feeling, there's lists all over the place of list of emotions. Go and pull it up. And, you know, a lot of what's been coming up for me is this feeling of humiliation. And that's my own stuff. I don't know what the heck that's all about. But that's a childhood wound of being humiliated.
Yeah, I think it's a childhood wound. But let's stay with this for a minute, because I really want to, anybody out there want to give us a call, please do it now. 1-800-930-2819. If you want a little help with what it's like to really emotionally express yourself or otherwise, we'd love to help you. Also, I mean, you're talking to somebody that just finished a book on forgiveness, and this is the time to do it. I want to talk to you about this because I think it's a comfort zone issue, as you pointed out. And I think the reason with the comfort zone is, like Mary Louise Smith said to me, are you playing not to lose? You see, there's something interesting about playing not to lose, right? As opposed to playing to win. So when you play not to lose, right, what you're looking at is you're not really making any aggressive moves. You're not moves. You're not really taking a chance. You're not really going after that ball you know you could have hit. Or you're not writing the book. You're just okay with the website you have. You think that what you're doing is fine. You know, you're not really taking an hour out of your very busy day to take care of your kids and your house to go get a manicure and a pedicure. I mean, there's so many ways we could talk about being in this place of comfort zone / playing not to lose, right?
Absolutely. And I'll share my personal experience. Before I got on the radio show, it was just kind of doing the status quo and playing it safe, right? And then this opportunity came and I was like, okay, I'm putting myself out there in front of thousands and thousands of people. Very uncomfortable. And I was like, you know what? I need to push myself. And it's been a personal growth session, so to speak, for me, of having to face some of those fears. But the power of what I've been able to do, and like I always say, if I help one person, it's worth it. Because that's what I'm supposed to be doing. This is my calling. This is my purpose. And stepping away from that job that was making, you know, the guaranteed money and stepping into something like, I don't know. But the reward for me is being able to help people and support people. And so I thank you for the opportunity to be on this show, because it's opened it up, you know, for to be able to share my knowledge with other people who are listening. But it was scary, and I didn't want to play it safe anymore.
Yeah. And it is scary. And I want to say this, you know, there are a number of people just like you that we do a little bit extra for than a lot of other networks will. I mean, because I'm like you, I'm a host. I know what it's like to really step out on this field and there be nothing there to support you, or very little to support you. Most networks sell you airtime and say, good to go, have a good life, and just get up there and do it. But I had to really look at my own experience and say, if I was going to build a network, am I going to build something different for people? Or am I just going to do what has been done to me and make people struggle to learn it? That was an easy answer. And so this is a venue that we too have to step out. We can't stay the same. And all of us here, Jessica, myself, and Linda, when we make these decisions to build new technology and grow and expand, oh my gosh, don't you think every trigger in the world comes up, Tracy Lynn? I mean, that's worse than coloring my hair blonde.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about it. Stepping out of your comfort zone, where does it take us?
Yeah, I mean, this is where, like I talk about, if you're not growing, you're decaying. And we do outgrow things in our lives. We outgrow relationships. We outgrow, you know, jobs. We outgrow where we live. My husband and I are both kind of experiencing a push to move out of Arizona now. You know, just kind of like, okay, our time here. I think I've been out for 28 years.
Wow.
And it's just that nudge. And it's not running from something.
Right, right.
It's running to something,
yeah.
You know, whatever the reason is. I don't know what it is.
I didn't know what the reason was moving from Jersey to Seattle. It was a shock for everybody. They're like, what? Homegirl, you're leaving the tri-state area with that accent, and where are you going to, like, Seattle? And then, of course, there's a reference to, you know, the kind of people live in Seattle. Of course, not true. But it doesn't let you go. I mean, I packed my stuff up after I finished school. I packed myself up and that was it. But when it hangs on to you, Tracy Lynn, you and your husband, it's not going to let you go, is it?
No.
What would keep you there? Would it be fear or freedom? Just asking.
Oh, yeah. No. Fear would keep me stuck here. Definitely the change and, you know, being away from my kids that are here. Yeah. I mean, they're almost all over the age of 18, but it's just, you get these little nudges and, you know, it's kind of marinating now. Like initially we were like, oh, we're Redondo Beach. Yep. That's what we're supposed to be. And then it's like, we don't know where to go. And
exactly.
It's not time.
Yeah.
But the seed is germinating. And that's the thing, you know, for people to be aware of. When you get this sign and then you start to get these synchronicities and it's the universe saying, okay, this is what you're supposed to be doing. I always say, if you hear something two times or more, listen, whether it's, hey, reach out to that person, or, hey, pick up this book and read it, or, hey, go travel to this destination. There's a reason. Pay attention to those synchronicities because the universe is trying to guide you. And don't let that fear get in the way, because there's a path being laid out for you.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I want to keep rolling. I want to go ahead and skip the break because I think what we're about to talk about is really important. Now, let me just clarify something. I don't want people to think that I just popped up one day and left a place I had lived 40 years of my life. I don't want to allude to that. But the universe lines some cool things up. And this is what I want people to know as we talk about freedom, as we move into freedom. The universe will give us signs. So what was my sign? I had befriended a woman at the phone company, my friend Pat, who happened to live in Seattle area, but moved for the company. Her mom had a house in Port Townsend. She decided, I'm done here. I'm going to take my pension. She got two or three of them. She moved back to Port Townsend and says, hey, come visit. Just finished my master's, just doing nothing in the summer in Jersey. And I visited her for 2 weeks, which turned out to be 6. So you see, I tried the glove on. I tried the shoe on. Now, I have one thing to say about this. If you come to Seattle in the summer, like I did, El Nino or Nino, I don't know which one it is, Jacob. But if you come here in a summer where it's so beautiful and people tell you that it rains a lot, believe the people. But I got the universe gave me an opportunity. Then the rest was up to me to decide. Is that the way freedom works?
That's it, Dr. Pat. And you are a living testimony of that. I mean, you followed the nudge, tried the glove on, it fit. And look what you've created there. Like the universe was guiding you.
Oh my gosh.
To be a catalyst for all of these people, including myself, to share our stories and share our teachings. And had you not done that,
I wouldn't be here.
I truly believe that the universe is constantly trying to self-correct us. You know, like I always describe, you're on this path and the universe puts a roadblock and you're just like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go around it. And then there's another roadblock and you're like, I'm going to go around it. And you just keep going. And eventually it's that, you know, whole biblical story of spending 40 years in the wilderness when it was a 3-day journey. Right?
Or thinking Job's situation lasted for 9 years. It was 9 months. But you're right about that, because had I not been rejected by every doctoral program in the country, except one, who then sent Linda a letter that I was going to be on a wait list, and I just was so annoyed. Had I not gone through all of that rejection, I would have stayed there, or I would have gone to a different place. But I had this year, and I said, why not? Why not? You see, people that hear me talk about it, they don't understand the risk there was for me or how much fear there was for me. I moved to a place which I knew very little about. On the upside, I did trade my exercise equipment for a beautiful chopped 1961 Harley Davidson. Fit on the truck, my exercise equipment wouldn't. But even after I got here, it was so uncertain. How do we live in the uncertainty that fear would like to tell us we belong in, which is totally not the pathway to freedom? Let's talk about freedom and trust.
The key to stepping into these new adventures is really trust. Like you said, it's just when you're guided. And I think the key, you know, I think it's important for people to identify where that calling is coming from, right? If it's from a place of fear, or like, okay, so the cost of living in Arizona is getting ridiculous, right? Almost the level of California, as far as real estate.
Or Seattle.
Yeah, or Seattle, exactly. Yeah, my best friend's up there and she always shares with me.
Oh boy. You know,
we kind of compare notes, but so is it just like, oh my God, we can't afford to live here anymore, we need to get out of here? Or is it, I'm being called to go live somewhere else, regardless of what the reason is, and following that? Oh my gosh, we keep going to tech. We keep losing our color here. What happened?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, okay. I like it.
I'm just having I'm doing a little strobe effect for
you. We're going nostalgic.
I'm going to give you a strobe effect. I mean, there's nothing more permanent like black and white to take a look at fear, is there?
Oh my gosh. It's crazy. What black and white does?
Yeah. Like everybody like watch. Okay. There you go. That's like a Twilight Zone, right? This is my expression of what happens to me when I'm in fear. I'm like in the Twilight Zone era, but thanks to Zoom, you can get out of that in a hot second, just like that.
Hey, somebody told me to switch your phone to black and white mode and see how much less you're actually on it, because it's not as attractive.
Wow.
It's not as like, it doesn't lure you in, the colors and the, so anyways, a challenge for people out there.
You're talking about, let's just talk about this for a minute. What you're talking about is, and I'm going to do a show on this, I call it the law of distraction. It's part of what I'm writing about, and it's a chapter in my book. Linda will tell you, you know, Linda and Jessica and some people on the team will tell you, it doesn't take much for me to be an expert at the law of distraction. Like there's a difference between doing things that are therapeutic and then doing things that are just distracting, and you have to figure them out. But when we do that, it's really governed by a whole range of emotions, and fear is one of them, because I don't see it as procrastination. I can do that too, but there's something else that we're going to put in the way, and we're going to justify it as the thing we have to do, like putting in a 20 by 25 foot garden out here. And we have to learn how to identify these. Isn't this part of freedom? Sweet freedom is understanding what's showing up for us.
Yeah, definitely. It's taking a look at what is presented. Like you said, what's showing up for us and everything in life. I love the terminology of the NPCs, non-playing characters, right? In a video game. And so that's kind of the running joke amongst my family. You know, if somebody's like, oh, you know, I was at the store and this person was just really rude. And I'm like, NPC, like those people are here. Like, how are you going to play around them? Right? Are you going to let them take you down? Or are you going to play the game and just know that they are programmed to just rub you. They're here as sandpaper to rub out whatever you need to get rid of. And every experience that we come in contact with is for that exact reason.
Yeah.
To help us grow or to break us. Which way are you going to go? I want to share just as funny. I don't know why it's coming to my mind, but this story from my childhood. I think I was probably about 10 years old. And I remember sitting in the hallway upstairs and I had a bobby pin in my hand. And I looked at the electric outlet and I was like, I wonder what would happen if I stuck this in the outlet. And so I did. And it popped and it threw me back a couple of feet. And I learned a great lesson in that. Do not stick metal in an outlet. But I did something because I needed to do it and I learned from it. And I think that's what our life is all about. It's like trying and I'm not saying to, please do not say, you know, we all know as adults what's common sense and not, but being able to try something for the benefit of learning. Mm-hmm. And as a 10-year-old child, I did that and it was uncomfortable. And as adults, we get to try things that may be uncomfortable. They may fit and they may not. You may have moved to Seattle. It may have been uncomfortable. You may have moved back. You know, there's nothing wrong in trying. Maybe not back. Maybe somewhere else, right?
I can go back to visit. But that six-week gift from the universe solidified for me. What an amazing place. I was different here, Tracy. I mean, I was different. I would have never been able, first of all, I did get accepted to Claremont. I spent a year having coffee on my Harley and taking my beautiful collie out on Capitol Hill for coffee. Okay. I'd had the most incredible adventures I would have never had. I didn't even know that was in me, to be honest with you. I really didn't. I worked like a crazy person. I went from the mailroom to an executive job and until it was out of integrity. But here's what we want to leave people with today. Your story is beautiful. I'm going to have to tell that story and just reference you because how many bobby pins are we sticking into a socket that's called our life? How many times are we doing it? And we don't need to, but I got to say this again. I did not get here alone. I have coaches. I've had mentors. I've had a spiritual mentor in 1997 that turned my entire life around in the middle of a job and a doctoral program. I was never good doing things alone for the first 40 years of my life, except for trudging through and making sure I didn't die. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about freedom, aren't we?
We're talking about freedom. And trying, you know, I love that you're sharing that you didn't do it alone. And I'm looking back at my life, I had a moment where I realized, oh my gosh, I was always afraid to do stuff alone. And mm-hmm. so no matter what I did, I started a business and I knew it was going to be good. And I still invited a friend to come and do it with me because I was afraid. Yeah. When I got nominated as vice president of the PTA, I needed somebody to do it with me. So I was co-vice president because I was afraid to do it alone.
Yep.
And there was another, I think it was a seminar, and I was asked to stand in front of the room and be the director of this particular group. And I needed somebody to do it with me because I was afraid to do it alone. And it's okay. It was where I was at. But now I can do it alone.
Exactly. Isn't that the message we're trying to tell people today? We know what people have gone through. We know that this is not fake fear of what folks have gone through. We know all of us have gone through it. You know, we've lost people in the past 3 years, but we have risen up. And I want to just have the message that you're bringing out here to everybody. You know, this is about inspired wisdom. It is about learning. Right now, this episode is about learning and understanding the tenets of freedom. And if you can recognize freedom, fear has no place to show up, right? See, because this is the thing. Fear and freedom cannot coexist.
They cannot. And I'll just remind everybody, fear, false evidence appearing real. It is not even real. It's just the illusion. It's the illusion that something's going to happen. It's the illusion that we can't do it. It's the illusion that we're not good enough. It's all illusions. And when you have those illusions, you cannot live in freedom. Freedom is all about trust. Freedom is about knowing, and freedom is about taking chances.
I love what you say about spending more time with yourself and the younger version. Tell us the power of that. And I know you use that in your coaching practice, but it is powerful, isn't it?
It's very powerful. And one of the new things, hashtag reparenting, but it really is about, you know, a lot of us have a wounded child that we didn't receive the emotional needs that we needed as a child. And so we're getting this opportunity to reparent ourselves. If we're afraid, it's being that voice to yourself. It's going to be okay. Just do mm-hmm. it. You know, nothing's forever. You can always change your mind down the road, or, you know, just all that all those nurturing words that we would have needed to hear from a parent. I think what I've noticed for myself is when I'm wanting to do something, my parents' voice is still in my head. I left home 30 years ago, but still those voices are still there. And I encourage people, if they're wanting to make a decision or take a chance on something, go back to your childhood and imagine sitting in front of your parents as a little kid. What would their response be? Would it be, oh my gosh, you're so ridiculous, you can't do that? Would it be, no, you need to do something that's going to provide security, or, oh, that's outlandish, and that's, you know, not what this family does? Have that conversation as a child with those parents. And those are the programming that carries through our lives that still are running in the background, and being able to identify it. I know as a child, not having somebody who was just like, you know what, Tracy, you can do anything you want to do. I believe in you, and the sky's the limit, and you can have, be, and do anything you want. I didn't have that.
Yeah.
So I get to do that for myself now and my own kids.
Tracy Lynn, thank you so much for this. And thank you for that reminder. You know, I grew up with a stepmom, incredible wisdom before her time. And all of us heard for the years that I lived in that house, you make your bed, you sleep in it. But I was a little slow on the uptake in a lot of ways as a kid. I actually had a little learning thing. It wasn't until I was like 37, 38, 40 years old, right before my stepmom passed away, I had her come visit. And I said, you know, Mom, I know you said that to us as kids, make your bed, you sleep in it. But to be honest with you, I really don't understand what that means. And she looked at me with a southern accent and she said, honey, you're doing just fine. You don't have to know what that means. But it's one of those things you said about ignorance. You see, even though I remember that phrase like breathing, I had no clue what it meant. What would have happened if I did? You see? Ignorance has been my greatest gift. I love it. Tracy Lynn, thank you for today. Please give out your website, and I'd love to know your personal message, please.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. My website is inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. And my personal message today is just take a risk. Take a risk in whatever area of your life is presenting itself right now. Just take a leap of faith, and you will not regret it. Something beautiful will come from it.
Yeah. And if you're really stuck, I mean, the book, your new book, you know, your new book about forgiveness, that is a pathway. You have to really bust out of those things you're holding on to. Isn't that why you wrote the book?
Absolutely. And a lot of it is self-forgiveness of these belief systems that have held me back. Forgiving myself for believing I wasn't enough, for forgiving myself for not thinking that I could do it or have it. And so whether you have resentments towards somebody else or not, pick up that book, because you will gain some amazing clarity and knowledge through that.
Yeah. Here's the thing I want to say in thanking you so very much for everything you're doing. I want to say this to people out there. The universe does not conspire to trick us. This is not a cosmos of mistakes. Every time there is something that shows up, ask yourself, what is the greater good for me to know about it? Just like you, Tracy Lynn, things show up to write the book, to do the show. What is the greatest good, and how do I get there? Because if you believe that this is like the movie Maleficent, that somebody is going to come down and strike you, you won't believe in it. But if you believe that this is really a benevolent place, how many signs might you not be looking at because of fear? Tracy Lynn, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you, everybody.
How do they get your book? One last thing. How do
InspiredWisdomCoaching.com, or it will be on Amazon in the next few days. So
okay, so we can just follow you and make sure we get
follow me. Follow me, absolutely.
Tracy Lynn Wallace, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat Jacob. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Awaken Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn Wallace. Join me every first Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to awaken your underlying power by shattering unconscious limiting beliefs which have been influencing your life. There is an innate part of you that thrives for love, happiness, and success. It is your birthright. The choices you make now have the ability to empower you to see things from a higher perspective. We'll see you next time. Visit me at InspiredWisdomCoaching.com. That's InspiredWisdomCoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.